This time, it's in a way, it's slightly different. It's because of the success of what we're at, really. The point we've been really trying to make is that we've been away for 2 weeks in the league. We've been in Waterford, Wexford. We're at home to Shamrock Rovers on Friday night. And then because of the cup draw, we're in Cork on the Friday. The following weekend, we'll either be in Cork or Tipperary. The weekend after that, again, we're away in Galway. And the point we've been trying to make this time, unlike maybe other times where debts have been run up, what we're saying is that it's great to be in the semi, the quarterfinal of the cup with a potential opportunity to go to the semi-final. But there is a cost-related factor to this, and that's the point I was trying to make to people. We do need support for this as we go along. It's great, exciting times, but we're just looking at it very coldly. There is a financial implication to the whole thing.
And if you get a big crowd for the match on Friday night against Shamrock Rovers, how can that ease the situation, John?
Well, it's obvious like that if we can get a decent crowd on Friday night, the money that's brought in at that gate has to cover basically our next three games, which are all away. The only income we'll have over those 3 weeks for the club from gates will be whatever, will be 35% of whatever the gate is, then be it in Avondale or in St. Michael's in Tipperary. So the point we're making, we need to build up money for that. I said when I was talking to you earlier, like we're looking at spending approximately 15,000 over a 16-day period, and we just need we're just asking for people to come along, support the team. You know, the team hasn't been beaten, it's only been beaten once in 16 games. We're in the quarterfinal of the cup with great potential to turn it into a very, very exciting season. I want to stress we're not out begging again like we have in times gone by. We're just really looking for people to support the team, get behind the team at this stage, and hopefully we can make it a very, very exciting run into the end of the season.
And obviously, if things go according to plan in the quarterfinal of the Cup, a home draw would be very much welcome as well, given the finances of the club, John.
We don't even dare to think about doing that, but obviously, you know, the potential for that is massive and what it could do to Finnharps Football Club if that were the case. You know, it can rectify so many things here. But I think the point where we are at the minute, we really... the more urgent thing is to get people to come out, support the team, get behind the team. If there's commercial people out there that would like to support it, that would be great as well. But, you know, I think the point we've been trying to make, we've got one home game to fund five away matches. And that's the point it was making. I just sort of, you know, it's a great time for football in the county. It's a great time for sport in the county, be it soccer, GAA, or whatever the case may be. Brilliant time to be a supporter of a team, but be it Finnharps, be it Donegal Minors, be it Donegal Senior Team, to be successful now, you have to have the services there to back the team, to put the team on the field. You need the nutritionists, you need the expertise and conditioning, etc., etc. So you know it's we've got to travel the length of Ireland. Twice instead of a week, we've got to go to Cove. We've got to go to potentially back to Cork or Tipperary. We can't obviously, for example, expect guys to travel down to a cup match and come back go down and come back up the same day. So obviously, there's hotels and everything. But you know, it's a strange time at the club. It's a very, very exciting time, and you can notice it, the lift in the club or around the club here. But what we're saying, we're just saying to the general public out there, you know, come along and throw your lot in with us, and because it is an exciting time.